Welcome to the My Breast, My Health podcast. My name is Tasha Gendermihadja and I'm your host, and I'm also a breast cancer surgeon. In these episodes, I interview experts in the field of medicine, nutrition, as well as the health and wellness space. I also share inspiring stories of those who have been affected by breast cancer. Thank you so much for joining me. In this episode, we are talking all things bra related. Yep, that's right. A lot of us are probably not wearing the correct bra size and probably haven't been for a bra measurement for ages. Yep, of course we've had lockdown, so that's understandable. But truthfully though, quite a few of us haven't been for a while, and that includes myself. Choosing a bra without having had breast surgery can be tricky, so it can be even more challenging if you've had a breast cancer operation. In this episode, I have a conversation with Julie Blanche, who is a bra fitting expert. And I have to say, it was a fantastic conversation. We talk about what happens at a bra fitting and what can be done to achieve symmetry in the bra post-surgery. We even talk about what is the best way to put on a bra and how to look after them. You will also learn about the signs that are telling you that a bra you are wearing isn't fit for purpose and that perhaps a bra fitting should be penciled into your diary. I learned a great deal from this conversation and I'm sure you will too. So, without further ado, here is my conversation with Julie Blanche. Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. And how are you today? How are you feeling?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you for inviting me, Tasha. It's nice to be here and to share some tips to all the listeners.
Thank you for coming. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. So today we're going to be talking about all things bra related, which is a topic that I think needs to be talked about because, you know, probably a lot of us are not wearing the correct bra, and, you know, a lot of us are wearing ill-fitting bras. But before we get into that topic, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I'm a mum of two boys, 18 and 22. I started the bra consultancy about 6 years ago now. We're in our seventh year. My background was working in healthcare industries, so for the private sector, and I went to work for three plastic surgeons and reconstruction surgeons and felt there was a need for ladies going for surgery not having the right garment, and it was always a problem for the patients to source the right garment. They wasn't sure what garment to buy. So I sort of soon identified there was a market between the patient and the right garment for their surgery, and also something right. The consultant surgeon liked using as well. So I basically came up with the idea for the surgeon initially, making it seamless for the patient. And that way the surgeon knew the patient had the right garment, the patient had the right garment with the right compression, and that worked really well for both sides, patient, consultant, so everybody was happy. And then mm-hmm. I felt there was a need for, with that sort of wisdom, that my own personal experience was that I struggled to get bras off the high street. And when I did get the right size, the customer care wasn't there, I felt, and the help, just actually purchasing the bra and the knowledge. So I always wanted to work for myself, and then came home one day. I actually went to the physio for my back, and the physio actually worked on horses as well. And she said to me, "You're wearing the wrong bra." And I thought, "I know I am. I actually know I am." Anyway, cut a long story very short, the bra consultancy was born. So we branded the company, sourced the garments, and it's just gone from strength to strength. So
right. So you created it because there was a need that you felt needed to be catered for. And that's amazing that you've managed to do that. You're right, you know, we're all wearing, you know, we find it very difficult to get appropriate full supportive, comfortable bras. And we probably know, as women, we probably know that, yeah, okay, you know, I'm just getting this bra off the peg because it's quick and it's easy. You put it on and you think, yeah, okay, it'll do the job. And then we just get that measurement and use that measurement forevermore. You know, a lot of us probably ought to get a proper bra fitting to make sure that we are wearing the right bra. You presumably see a lot of women with ill-fitting bras because obviously they come to you for bra fitting. What do you think the consequences are if you wear an ill-fitting bra?
So, yeah, most people who walk through the door of the shop are wearing the wrong size. And you're correct in what you're saying, that people will start off with the size, for example, 36C, and they'll buy that for 15, 20 years. What they're not taking into account is their body shape changes, hormones change, weight loss, weight gain, and the breasts can get bigger and smaller with that as well, and the density of the breasts. So most people are wearing, and obviously it's been quite a difficult time to source garments because of the COVID situation, and the fitting rooms had to be closed. But most people are buying cheaper bras which don't, where the wires are not sitting far back on the chest wall. So a local breast unit came in to see me, and they was explaining there's an increase of 70% where a lot of ladies are thinking there's something sinister going on because they've got breast pain. And we've seen a big rise in the shop of ladies complaining of breast pain, going to their GPs, going to their breast surgeons, going to their local hospitals, having scans, where in fact they're wearing ill-fitting bras which are actually too small for the cup and not encapsulating the breast, hence why the wire is sitting on the breast tissue, not further back than it should be. So there's been a significant increase. And also with COVID, a lot of ladies are, like we all were wearing gym clothes because we were all at home and at that time, they're wearing very loose garments. So it's not actually supporting the bust around the torso at all. It's actually not doing a lot if it's too very loose. And that's quite hard to bring ladies who've had quite loose garments back into something which is comfortable, and the weight is being distributed through the torso, being the bigger part of the body, than on the neck and the shoulders. So, and getting that weight ratio right for the garment. And you're dead right, Tasha, that ladies do buy garments thinking, I'll get it off the peg, that will do. But they wouldn't put their feet in badly fitting shoes, but they will put their breasts in a badly fitting bra. So part of it every day is education for the lady to say, you're better off having three good bras than 30 cheap bras, which are actually going to give you breast pain.
Yeah, that's so true. I love that analogy because you're right. You know, you go to a shoe shop and you try umpteen numbers of shoes so that you get the correct shoe that's comfortable and, you know, fits well. Whereas with the bra, it's like, you just go browse the rack and get something, try a few on, and then that's it. And you get, you know, just get on with your day. But I mean, I think you're right. I see a lot of women in my, you know, in my clinic with breast pain, and breast pain is such a common symptom. But actually, it is also something that, you know, most women will experience at some point. And a lot of it can be helped with a good supporting bra. And, you know, I can see that, you know, well, that bra is either too small or not supportive enough for the size of your breast, for example. So a good supporting bra is really, really important. So maybe we should go to the basics. So, you know, as you just mentioned, you know, measurements, so say a 36C, can you just explain what that means and also what cup sizes are? So, you know, for example, what is the difference between a D and a double D, for example? So what do the measurements actually mean to begin with?
So the bras actually start from, the cup size starts from a double A, and we actually go up to a K cup. So that's the actual circumference of the breast. So with it going from a double A to a K, that's the projection of the breast, and the back size is your measurement round your bust and from your back. So we start at a 28. We are actually looking at getting 26 for very small framed ladies, and we can go up to a 52. So that's quite an expanse. So the broader backs to the smaller backs to the bigger projections. There's not one rule for every. If you're a lady of a 36C, you're not going to be a 36C in every bra, because materials are different. The bra is patterned different. There's different shapes for different breast shapes. So it does depend on if it's quite a firm bust, you could get away with, say, a more plungier bra. If it's quite a soft bust, you need like a 3-cup section bra. So with a molded bra, you've got one piece of material. With a 3-sectioned cup or a 4-sectioned cup, you've got smaller pieces of material which give more control over the breast. So if you've got a very soft or an older lady, so a lady around her 80s, her breast is very soft. So you're not going to be able to put that bra in a molded, a breast in a molded bra, because that's not going to sit. It's going to be wobble out. It's going to overspill the cup. You're going to have the four boob-looking sections. So basically, you need to work out what bra is best for which breast shape and what breast density, which is not always easy. So sometimes it's if you've got a lay-flat lace, that's not going to be elastic. You'll need something to hold the top of the upper pole in, so you'll need elastic rather than just a flat lay lace. So it does come to the ideal style, if you like, for the right breast shape.
That's really interesting, because I think it would be fair to say that if you think that you're, I don't know, a 36D, then you will be 36D for all of the bras, but actually it's slightly more complex than that. It does depend on the shape of the bra and the material, and you know what goes into that bra itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, and some styles come up slightly smaller. So there's one brand we know, we go a 0.5 cup smaller. So if the lady was a 34D, we would use a double D, because that actual bra comes up small, and it most 9 out of 10 times. Same as if you've got a very heavy bust, we've got a brand which is fantastic for the double HJ cups. Now, some brands, you need to support that weight of the bust, and you need the side supports to project the breast forward rather than them having more breast tissue to the side. So they get a nice shape, because years ago it was called foundation wear, because it was the foundation of what you put on before your clothes. And this is the thing, it's getting the right look, the right support, because a good bra, when you wear it, you shouldn't feel like you're wearing anything, regardless of your size, regardless of your cup size, back size. Every lady is not going to be the same size in the same in different bras, because it just doesn't work like that because of the materials.
And I think that's probably a slight misconception, isn't it? Because, you know, if you don't really, just for convenience sake, if you know you're 36D, then you're just going to get a 36D and you just assume that it's the same fit, but in reality it's not. This conversation already explains, or illustrates rather, the difficulty in getting a correct bra size, and that's without having had breast surgery. Now, obviously, if you've had breast surgery, then getting good fitting supportive bra can also be, you know, probably trickier and more difficult and more challenging. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what kind of breast surgery you have, because I think that does have an impact on how you get a bra fitting, you know, whether that's breast conservation surgery like a lumpectomy, whether you had a simple mastectomy, so you've gone flat, or if you've had a mastectomy and reconstruction. And depending on the surgery type, you'll probably have different challenges, you know, depending on what surgery you have. So say let's talk about and we'll probably, you know, talk about these, or should talk about these in turn. If you, say, had a simple mastectomy, so, you know, you've had a mastectomy and you've gone flat, so without a reconstruction, how do you help these women gain symmetry in the bra? Because that's obviously the aim of a bra fitting. And presumably you use a prosthesis to help them. How do you, you know, provide the best supportive bras for them?
Yeah, so following surgery, once they've been signed off by the surgeon that they're happy for them to go into the bras, it's normally unlikely they can go into a wire bra for at least a year, and their body will tell them when they're ready for that. With the mastectomy, they're normally given by the hospital a prosthesis, and then we will make sure the prosthesis, we normally do this first of all with a soft bra, so we can actually make sure that the prosthesis they've been given actually matches the natural side, rather than put them in a molded and it can hide sometimes. So if we put them in like a really soft t-shirt bra, we can actually see that the prosthesis is matching the natural side. Then we know exactly it's the same projection, it's the same depth underneath. And then we can choose different styles for them, whatever their personal choice is. The good thing about the pocketed bra is the prosthesis actually sits in its own pocket within the bra. So if the lady was bending down to pick up shopping or picking up a small child, she knows that that prosthesis isn't going to come out of the bra at any point. It's safe, it's not going to move. Also, we do like swim prosthesis, so and swimwear. So again, the swim prosthesis is slightly different gel. So it's got little gullies, so the water can drain out as you get out of the pool of the sea. But again, it's safe in the pocket of the swimsuit. So there is no embarrassment, or there is no concern that prosthesis would actually come out of the suit if they jumped in the pool like anybody else, or if they were in a spa or a hot tub. And that's the safe bet on that. It doesn't necessarily mean you've got to wear a pocketed bra. Some ladies don't. They want to still wear a non-wired bra but not pocketed, and that's absolutely fine. That's patient's choice. But we make sure that the pocket, it's sitting deep enough in the bra that if you're on a train or a bus or you're leaning down, that isn't going to move and come out of the bra. So you are restricted more to a full cut bra with a prosthesis than you say with a plunge, because a plunge is cut away and it's low, so you're going to see the prosthesis. So you will need a full cut bra as opposed to a plunge.
How do you determine whether somebody ought to have a wired versus a non-wired bra?
If it was a mastectomy lady or a surgical lady, once they've been signed off from the directive of their surgeon, then again, we'd try them. But a lot of ladies, for whether it's the surgeon's request or whether it's their own request or whether they just, their body's saying they don't feel ready for wires, it's really patient choice. But some ladies do have surgery, reconstruction surgery, and want to go back to the wire. Long as it's sitting, the wire is sitting flat on the ribs and way back out of the tissue, that's the main thing, because it's important and can cause concern if they're not sitting back on the wall of the chest.
Right. Okay, yeah. Now, if you've had, say, breast conservation surgery, so you've had a lumpectomy, and or actually if you had a mastectomy and reconstruction, I think the main challenge there would probably be asymmetry. So, you know, one breast could be, well, usually the, if you've had a lumpectomy, it's probably slightly smaller than the other breast. And if you've had a reconstruction, it might be slightly bigger than the other breast. But, you know, I guess it does depend. So how do you correct asymmetry like that? Because the asymmetry can be quite, it's not a huge amount. It's not, you know, not necessarily, I mean, it can be maybe half a cup size, but usually it's quite subtle. But there is still slight asymmetry in the bra. So how do you correct that? Is that difficult to do?
Yeah, so if it's like an implant reconstruction where there is a slight imbalance, there's little tricks we can use. One being It's better if it isn't a rigid bra, i.e. molded bra, because if a lady's had an implant reconstruction, you're trying to put something quite rigid into something quite rigid. So that doesn't bode well. So you're better off with the lady with some elasticity to the garment. So if it's like a stretchy lace, that's going to lay better and hide the imbalance. Sometimes we do little bra cookies, which are like an oval piece of material, which just lifts the breast up. You just pop them under your breast and it just lifts the breast tissue up to even up on the chest. But normally it's the right garment, either a cookie, the stretchy lace top, one of them normally works because, like you say, it's only a small imbalance. In a bra, you could see it. You'll see it more in a molded bra because of the it's a rigid garment.
Gap, weren't they? Yeah. Okay. So there are kind of tips and tricks that can be used to kind of negate that. So that's really useful. And is that a correct way of wearing a bra, putting on a bra?
Most of my day is spent teaching ladies how to put on bras.
Right. See, who knew, right? So, okay, explain to us what the best way of putting a bra on is. How should you do it correctly?
So when we're in a fitting behind a lady, we actually work behind them. So that way we're not staring. It's quite an intimate environment. And what we do, we hand them the bra, so they'll put their arms through the bra.
Right.
And ask them to lean forward. Now, making them lean forward actually makes them the breast pendulous. And by the breast being pendulous, it comes away from the chest wall. So then when you put the bra on, you sort of scoop and sweep the bra underneath the breast. And then nothing gets caught between the breast, the casing of the bra casing and the wire. So sometimes when ladies raise their arms, they've got breast tissue hanging out below the bra, the wire, and that's because they've not actually scooped into the bra properly. And then there's tissue getting caught and they're getting sore and red because they haven't actually leant forward, put the bra on and made sure the bra is sitting on their rib cage, not between the breast tissue. So you bend forward.
So you scoop your breast so that you know your entire breast is actually within the bra itself.
Yeah,
And then you then fasten it at the back.
You fasten it at the back, and then you adjust the shoulder straps, the sliders. So there's about an inch. I'm old school, so I'm not sure what it is in centimetres, but about an inch on the straps. And then normally your left side is your more dominant side because of your heart. So the slider needs to be slightly lower than the other one. Not a lot, just sort of half a finger's width. And just make sure that the shoulders have got that inch lift and that the weight is being put around the torso. So when you pull the bra band, you should have like 2 inches from your spine. So you've got, and we always fit to the first hook. So there's more longevity as the garment gets worn. There's more longevity to go in and move it to the middle hook, to the tightest hook. So then that way the bra is going to last you more time. And that way you've got more longevity to the garment.
Okay. So clipping it first and then twiddling it around and then putting it on, that's the incorrect way of putting a bra.
A lot of ladies do put it on like that, and that's because a lot of ladies can't actually put their arms behind their back and do the bra up like the first way. So that's fine by doing it up at the front if you do small turns. It's when the lady does big tugs of the bra, it actually pulls the garment out of shape. So if you do small turns around your body till you've got the cups in front of you, and then again, if you put your arms in the garment and lean forward just to make you and wiggle into the garment, give yourself a little shake so you know nothing's getting caught underneath the breast. There's no breast tissue hanging out below the garment cups. And your breasts are in the bra nicely. And you can tell that because when you stand in front of a mirror, the weight of your breast is at the bottom. So if you've got like a void between the bra and your breast and there's like a spare material, you're not in the bottom of the bra properly. So it's about looking to make sure you've got a nice shape at the bottom and then you're actually, your breast tissue is sitting at the bottom where the wires are.
Right, okay. Because, you know, a lot of women find it quite tricky to fasten it on the back because you have to, you know, it's you can't see it and it's quite awkward and, you know, it's, you know, some women might not be able to stretch all the way to the back if you have shoulder problems and things. So I guess the... if you fasten it at the front, the most important thing is to make sure that your breasts are being scooped, you know, the entire breasts are being scooped by the cups of the bra to make sure that the whole of the breast is encapsulated within that bra. So I guess that is the most important thing to bear in mind, isn't it?
It is. It seems like we're all in a rush in the morning to put our bra on. And then when they actually come in for a fitting, there's lots of things going on, like the breast is trying to escape at the bottom of the bra or the straps haven't been adjusted. Now, you don't need to adjust them every time, but a lot of people put the bras in the washing machine and that actually moves the sliders of the bra. We can talk about the care of the bra because we don't recommend washing in a washing machine. But again, it's they adjust them when they get the bra when it's new, and 9 times out of 10, nobody goes and checks them that they've moved or they've been caught with another garment, you know, so they just put them back on again. We were all guilty of it. But again, it's again checking, because it's like walking around with your laces undone on your shoe. You wouldn't walk around with your laces, you'll do them up. And this is the same thing with your bra, that, you know, you every now and again, you need to check that you have got the appropriate length on your shoulders, and it is the torso's taking the weight, not the neck and shoulders.
That is such a that's a really good tip, actually, because you kind of fasten it and you put it, you know, at the measurement that you like, the heights that you like in terms of the straps, for example, and then you just forget about it, and then you put it in the wash, and then you put it back on. You just assume that it's the same, the sliders in the correct position that you set last week or whatever, and you forget to do that. So that analogy with the shoes, making sure that the shoelaces are tightened, that's really helpful, actually. Thank you for that. I'm gonna remember that next time I put mine on. So let's talk about how to look after our bras, because what's the best way to look after our bras? Did you say you shouldn't be putting it in the washing machine?
Yeah, so
not recommend to.
We don't recommend, and nor does the manufacturers. So the best way of washing your bra is with wash, but it's a lovely wash which you fill the sink up, you put your underwear in, you leave for 10-15 minutes, and then you squeeze the garments. Don't wring them. By wringing out the water, you actually break the fibres of the garment. So by just squeezing the garment, and then there's a no rinse formula, so you just hang them on the line, on the airer, in the shower, on a hanger, and they're dry the next morning. And that gives more longevity, because obviously we all secrete oils from our skin, we all get hot and sweaty in the summer. So they don't need a lot. They just need to be refreshed. But sometimes the washing machine cycle and the is quite harsh. So you get a lot of ladies say, well, my wire came out my bra and it's gone through the drum of the washing machine. And that's why, because they're not supposed to be, most manufacturers don't recommend washing in a washing machine. And they don't need a lot. And also, a lot of the chemicals in the powders actually can make them harder over time. So they don't need too much, but hand wash is the best solution.
So, okay, that's helpful. It's helpful to know that it's not recommended to put in the washing machine. But life happens, right? So we can't. Realistically, we probably, you know, don't have the time or don't particularly want to do that, you know, and hand wash it. Is if we had to, put it in the washing machine. Would it be helpful if we put it in, you know, like a bag and then put it in, you know, one of those kind of cotton bags or...
Yeah, you could get laundry bags and then because of the fasteners on the bra, they tend to get caught into other garments. So by putting them in a laundry bag, that stops that happening and protects the bra. But obviously there's no guarantee that the wire's not going to come out of the bra because of the motion of the washing machine. The no rinse formula is quite good and people quite like that because you literally can fill a sink, put it in, squeeze it, job done. But again, we are all busy. So, you know, the washing isn't advisable, but in the washing machine, but if you are going to use a laundry bag, because it will protect it, because it's the hooks getting caught on the lace or getting pulled by another garment and then the hooks get pulled out of place. So there's lots of reasons why and lots of sensible reasons why you not need to put it in the washing machine. But the people seem to, and obviously the more expensive the garment you're buying, then people tend to take care of them more because they'll last more and you're investing in that garment. So, but obviously that's every individual's choice. So it's just our recommendation and the manufacturer's recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. That's helpful. That makes sense. Because I think in an ideal world, yes, you could use, you know, that rinse formula and just leave it in the sink, but second best thing, although not advisable, is to put it in a laundry bag if you have to put it in the washing machine. How often should you get your breast measured for a bra?
So we recommend every 6 months because of, like I said earlier, a lot of people losing weight, a lot of people have put weight on because of COVID and their routine has completely changed. They're working at home, that sort of thing. A lot of people buy a bra and then they say, oh, it really hurts me and I'm not going to wear it. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen a lot of patients where they say, I've got 30 bras, but most ladies go back to the same two or three bras. They'll have 30 in their drawer, but they just get drawn back to the same comfortable two or three garments. So by having the breast checked every 6 months or making sure that the bra is fitting, and it's a good self-care tip, really, because, again, you buy shoes when they're worn out, but it's a good self-care tip. Just check the bra's fitting properly. You haven't put on weight, you haven't lost weight, the bra's not gaping, or the wires are sitting where they should be and not causing any problems on the breast. So you've got, it's a good, just good breast health tip, really.
For us who would like to get a bra fitting but haven't been able to, or, you know, for whatever reason, and we've got many bras in our wardrobes and we want to know if a specific bra is a well-fitting bra, what are the signs that you can describe to say, okay, if you have this bra on, look for these signs to know that that bra is a not well-fitting bra? What do we need to look out for?
So the first thing is, if you're wearing your bra and you're standing in the mirror, if you turn to the side, your bra should be level all the way around your body. It shouldn't be tipping up at the back and it should be level all the way around. So a lot of ladies come in and the bra is near their shoulder blades. The back of the bra is up where the the fastening is between their shoulder blades. So it's travelled like about 8 inches higher than it should be. That tells me the cups are too small and the band is too loose. So you need about 2 inches from your spine as you pull the bra out. The other thing a lot of ladies, when they're looking at a bra, does it fit me, is the bra is quite shallow. So it's not coming back to cover all your breasts. So a lot of ladies will come in and they'll say, oh, I'm a 36C. And we'll say, no, you're actually a 32G because 2 inches of your breast is not actually in the bra. It's sort of representing areola nipple covers rather than an encapsulated breast bra, which is covering all the breast and making sure the support is all the way around the chest. And also a lot of ladies are wearing the straps way too tight or way too loose. So the straps keep falling off their shoulders. So you get a lot of ladies who, if they've got very slopey shoulders, are wearing a balconette bra. Now, a balconette bra, the straps are right on the edge of the bra, so it's not the right bra for them. You need a more centrally apex bra where if they've got very slopey shoulders or no shoulders at all, a centrally apex bra is going to start in the middle of the chest. So their support's going to be further in on the chest wall, not keep falling off the edge of their shoulder. Right. And they also would need wider straps. So the wider straps would actually help keep the straps on their shoulders. So we also get a lot of ladies who come in and they'll put expanders to the bra and say it's too tight. But by putting an expander to the bra, it basically takes the whole component of the bra and the chassis of the bra, if you like, out of the equation. So you don't need an expander. You need a proper fitting bra because you're trying to make something fit which doesn't fit. So, so again, they're sort of the expanders too loose, the shoulder straps too loose or too tight and not enough depth to the cup. And I think the biggest thing, Tasha, I've got to say is most women are scared of the numbers. When you tell them you're a 32G, a lot of ladies will say, I can't possibly be a G. And they're sort of fixated on the numbers and the letters. And that's quite a shame because we'll say to them, we tend not to try and tell them the size and the cup size until right at the end when they're comfortable and they say, oh, this is comfortable. I feel like I'm not wearing anything. Because the minute you tell them the letter or the size, they psychologically go, oh, I can't be a G. But in relation, really, it doesn't matter what the size or the letter is. If it fits you and it's comfortable, that's the garment for you.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, isn't it? Is the support and the comfort. It doesn't really matter if you're a G or a K or a C, you know. As long as you're comfortable and it's well-fitting, then that's the most important thing, isn't it?
And obviously on the bigger cup ladies, like the K, double J ladies, a good fitting bra will lift the breast up and give them really good shape. Then it gives you back a waist because what a lot of ladies come in, they're quite pendulous, their bust. So their bust sort of ends up going into their tummy, where if you lift them up and give them the right support around the torso, they actually get their waist back. So they automatically look smaller because the ratio has changed to their bust to waist ratio. So their shape comes completely different just because they've got a good fitting bra. So a lot of it is body confidence, body positivity, and encouraging that and helping other ladies find that because that's something they can't find on normally without an independent store. The major high streets don't tend to have the specialists there to help and the time where the independents do.
Right. Well, Julie, this has been an absolutely fascinating conversation and I have learned so much and I'm sure the listeners out there have learned a great deal as well. You know, who knew that the world of bra fitting can be quite complex as this. So thank you so much for sharing all your expert knowledge with us. Really, really appreciate that. If people want to connect with you, I know you have a Facebook page and things. Where would you like people to go and check you out on social media?
Yeah, so on our social media, we're on Facebook, The Bra Consultancy. We're also on Instagram. So you can, and we do have a website, thebraconsultancy.com. So you can go on there, look at reviews, look at some information. We have some blogs on there as well. Or if you've got any questions you want to put to us, you can email us as well. And we can get back to you. We love what we do and it's nice putting ladies in comfortable garments.
That's amazing. And I'll definitely leave all of these links that Julie's mentioned in the show notes so you can, you know, you can connect with Julie there. Julie, thank you so much once again for your time today. Hope we can catch up soon.
Thank you so much, Tasha, for inviting us. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
That was such a great conversation. Thank you, Julie, once again for coming onto the podcast and for sharing your expertise. And please check Julie out on social media. You can connect with Julie on Facebook and Instagram at The Bra Consultancy, and check out their website at www.thebraconsultancy.com. And I will leave all of these in the show notes, and you can check them out at www.mybreastmyhealth.com/episode38. And do connect with me on social media. Say hi if you like. Connect with me at Dr. Tasha G. So that's Dr. Tasha G on Instagram. You can slide me a DM. Let me know your thoughts are about the podcast. You know, tell me what episodes you enjoy, who you want me to have a chat with in the future, and just generally connect with me. That would be amazing. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye.